Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, first of all, I would like to express my thanks for the opportunity to open this traditional and successful annual conference on nuclear energy. It's a little bit of a miracle for me to have a chance to speak on the subject of nuclear power, a subject that is in our long-term national interest, one that will be critical in the context of our economic competitiveness in the coming decades. If I talk about a small miracle, I mean that it was more usual for me as a politician to be invited to conference on gender, for example, or on climate change. I appreciate that times are slowly changing and we can talk about renaissance of nuclear energy. Today's conference is intended for professionals and experts in the field of nuclear energy. My ambition is in no way to compete with any of the other speakers in this regard. As an economist and especially as a politician, my ambition today is to stress the necessity of development nuclear energy in the Czech Republic for economic growth, competitiveness, and also for security in the future. My basis thesis is the renaissance of nuclear energy is becoming reality in the face of the current turbulent changes in energy. It is also a fact that nuclear power plants are an emission-free source and best meet the requirement for self-sufficiency and security in electricity supply. There is no other solution for the Czech Republic how to meet the environmental goals till the 2050. It is a political reality. We in Czech Republic respect that. I don't want to discuss today the rationality, achievability of or usefulness of these goals. If you look at the energy environment, we can state that global energy landscape is undergoing a significant transformation. The need for sustainable, reliable and clean energy sources is more pressing than ever. I mean, it's a trend based on ideology, but that doesn't change the reality. Amidst this backdrop, nuclear energy is experiencing a renaissance. The global shift towards nuclear energy has to be driven by the need to combat climate change and ensure energy security. Countries around the world should recognize the potential of nuclear energy and achieving these goals. Even in Germany, some polls show more than one half support of population. If we compare Germany to Czech Republic, support is greater and stable in our country. An important step for the promotion and development of nuclear energy is the formation of a nuclear alliance in the European Parliament, signifies a shift in energy policies in the European Union. This alliance aims to promote the benefits of nuclear energy and influence legislative decisions. It's a testament to the growing recognition of nuclear energy potential in addressing climate change. Returning home to Czech Republic, we can claim that Czech Republic has a rich history and expertise in nuclear energy, providing education, service, repairs, and technology support. The country's nuclear industry plays a crucial role in its economy and energy security. Czechia's expertise in nuclear energy can serve as a model for other countries. That's a great starting position, I mean. Green transformation is a reality, but it needs to be implemented regionally and more slowly. Nuclear energy is a key player in the transition to a sustainable future. It provides a reliable and large-scale source of low-carbon electricity, unlike some renewable energy sources that depend on weather conditions. The development of advanced nuclear technologies, such as small modular reactors, could further enhance the role of nuclear energy in climate change mitigation. While nuclear energy holds great promise, it's also come with its own set of challenges. Issues such as production cost, waste management, safety, and public perception need to be addressed. However, these challenges also present opportunities for innovation and improvement. The development of nuclear program is linked to further investments in infrastructure development in the entire region Třebíčsko. I mean that the future of nuclear energy is bright, with advancements in technology and policy support. New reactor designs and fuel cycles are making nuclear energy safer and more efficient. Knowledge-based economy, the development of research and development of education. Construction of new nuclear units will also have its macroeconomic effects. But first, it's worth pointing out that fossil fuel use is forecast to fall by 74% by 2050, while energy consumption will rise by 49%. According to Center for Economic and Market Analysis, new nuclear unit will provide 1,000 new jobs for normal plant operations. Construction on one nuclear unit costing 250 billion Czech crowns will mean a contribution to Czech GDP of 532 billion Czech crowns. What is the role for political sphere in the successful development of nuclear energy? The fundamental simplification of legislation is the key. The permitting procedures for large infrastructure construction must be transparent, have clearly defined rules, and allow the investor to go through all stages of the procedures without obstruction. An expropriation process is necessary for transport, energy, or telecommunication assets. Setting clear deadlines and removing administrative burdens is also, of course, necessary. In conclusion, let me state that the renaissance of nuclear energy is a testament to its potential in addressing our energy needs. And the future of nuclear energy is not just possibility, but a reality. Thank you for your attention, and I wish your conference success.
Thank you very much, Mr. Skopeček, and after that I would like to give you the microphone to chair the session. But before that, please, if you have any question to the contribution of Mr. Skopeček, please, you can start with your question. And please introduce yourself.
Okay, Jan Horáček, Realistická.cz and Academy of Sciences. I have a question. I mean, this speak was very nice to me as a nuclear scientist, fusion nuclear scientist, but I have the impression that the political representatives usually don't agree with such words which you said, which are very pleased to most of us, I would say. But the public opinion and journalist opinion and political opinion is usually not like this, I believe. What do you think about that?
We in Czech Republic have advantage with population. I mean that above 60% is clear that we need nuclear energy in Czech Republic. That it must be the base of energy mix. And I mean that that is same also in politician sphere. I mean that. Our opposition is also proponent for another nuclear unit in Czech Republic. What I mean is problem is legislative regulations, and it's also every time too very hard to change it in parliament, because the term of legislative process is very long. So I mean that it is one of the main problem for a new nuclear unit in Czech Republic. Long time for necessary steps in legislative process. It is the main problem. But I mean that our opposition, all politician party in parliament are not against new nuclear units. Of course, some interest groups, some green interest groups, some people in newspaper or media. Of course, we have a green party in public sphere, but I mean that it's not so big problem like in Germany or in West European countries.
May I react to it a little bit?
Milan Smutný, also from the think tank, as my colleague here. Yesterday was published two scenarios for climate and energy plan of the Czech Republic. I am absolutely confused what was agreed, because the first surprise is positive surprise that the Czech Republic knows just now that it's not possible to close coal sources in 1933. Yesterday was published that even until 2050 it should coal covered some sources of energy. But I'm looking, because we are in the nuclear conference, that one scenario is taking into account in the year 2050 the capacity of nuclear sources 4.4 gigawatt, and the second scenario 5.9. It means the first scenario is taking in account only replacement of four existing small reactors in Dukovany and no other. And the second scenario, after closing those four reactors, probably another 3.7 gigawatt additional nuclear capacity. This is confusing to me, and for we are sending some confusing signals to the participants of our nuclear tender, which are two of here, EDF and the Korean friends. And I am absolutely confused, because I thought that it is a